Trainers enjoying a successful last 2 weeks as they have earned wins over St. Albert and Tri-Center and have only given up 6 points in those two games combined. The Cardinals are always looking to get better every single day and letting the defense lead the way while the offense puts the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, it's been a really good start to the season. The kids are they're working hard. They're showing up every day to get better. That's kind of our message. Like, hey, let's get a little bit better than we were yesterday and enjoy the process every single day. We've got great leadership from our upperclassmen. I think in all three phases, we've been solid up to this point. Defense has been leading the way. They've been playing really, really well. And offense has been moving the football and putting the ball in the end zone from a special team standpoint. We haven't had much of an opportunity in the return game yet, but our coverage and extra point team and all that stuff has been really good.
Quarterback Ben Gacy passed for 187 yards and 3 touchdowns while giving up just 1 interception. Head coach Jeff Gacy credits Ben's success with the men protecting him in the pocket on the offensive line. Jared Schwartz, Cade Reed, Levi Young, Loic Kelvey, Holden Minahan, and Joey Bittner have been excellent up front to let the offense roll with the punches. Trainer is still looking to improve on the offensive line, but are pleased with their success so far.
Well, it starts with the guys up front. He's got really good protection from his offensive linemen. So it's Jared Shorty, Cade Reed, Levi Young, Loic Kelvey, and Holden Minahan. We also a lot of offensive snaps from Joey Bittner on front up on the line. And those 5 or 6 guys have done an outstanding job keeping Ben protected in the backfield and giving him time to get through his progressions. And I just wanted to kind of give a shout out to the guys because we can't do anything if they're not doing their job. It all starts up front. I've been really pleased with them. And Ben's got weapons on the outside he can throw the football to. And, you know, I think understanding of the offense and the game is certainly down for him compared to a year ago. And he can see things a little bit easier at this point. And been a lot of work put in, not only by him, but receivers and backs. And again, all those guys up front to make the offense do what it's done so far. And there's still a lot of room to get better. We're not anywhere being satisfied with it. But so far, through 2 games, we're fairly pleased.
Zach Robbins earned 8 tackles and 2 sacks in the last game against Tri-Center. That wasn't it for the Cardinals, as Joey Bittner had 3.5 tackles and a sack. And Holden Minahan had 2.5 tackles and a sack to add onto the board as well. The leading tackler in the game for Trainer was Caleb Cooper, as he earned 5.5 tackles and was a dominant force in the backfield. They are just a part of a fast and physical defense that sticks to playing a tough game.
Yeah, again, it's guys just maturing the game and getting older and a year wiser. They're all returning starters, all those guys. Most of our defensive guys are just another year under their belt and being more comfortable with going on. And I kind of mentioned this offensively a second ago, but it slows down a little bit and they start to see things and recognize things a little bit better. And, you know, they all study film and try to find tendencies from our opponent. And so all those things combined and just playing fast and physical and trying to chaos is kind of the name of the game for us defensively.
Trainer will be in the battle of the Cardinals against Clarinda. And that battle will be more than an exciting game. Both teams have only allowed single digits offensively through 2 games this season and look to compete at a high energy level. Clarinda is led by Dominic Posley in the rushing game with 145 yards and earned 4 rushing touchdowns in Clarinda's 56-0 win over Red Oak. Trainer is looking to find the weaknesses in Clarinda's squad and be playmakers on the field.
Yeah, something's got to give. So you've got Clarinda that's outscored their opponents 102-7 or something like that. We're about 70, I don't know, 75, 76 to something along those lines. So a lot of points for us and Clarinda, and neither one of us has given up much. So it'll be a really fun, exciting game. We're really looking forward to it. It's a great match for us. But, you know, like we do every week, we got to find weaknesses in their defense and find some areas that we can attack and find our playmakers and get them into space.
This will be a differently styled team that Trainer has not had the experience of playing against yet. Clarinda has a unique style of play with a lot of returning experience on the offensive line. Trainer will have one of their most physical matchups of the season in week 3.
Another big challenge, and you mentioned it's different than what we've seen the first 2 weeks. So there's a couple of differences. One is that just their style and the scheme that they use is unique to anybody else's schedule. And then the second thing is they have a ton of returning experience. the front. I believe at least four, maybe five of their starting alignment started last year when we played them. They have some experience in the back, really talented kids. They play physical. They're big, pretty bigger than us. And so we, again, just it comes down to all the little things, being lined up correctly, understanding our alignments, reading our keys, forcing turnovers.
The Battle of the Cardinals will take place at Trainer High School starting at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.